AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Once second in line to the presidency, former House Speaker Dennis Hastert will be in federal court today in Chicago, charged with banking violations in a case that we're told actually has to do with allegations that Hastert sexually molested someone decades ago. Our Diane Capley on his first court appearance since he was indicted nearly 2 weeks ago.
The former GOP congressman has been indicted on banking charges related to what appears to be a case of extortion in which he allegedly was paying off someone to hide a secret. It's unclear whether prosecutors will give any more details about that secret at the arraignment. A person familiar with the allegations tells the AP the payments were intended to conceal claims that Hastert had sexually molested someone during his teaching and coaching years in suburban Chicago.
The brother of an unarmed Black man who was shot and killed by a white South Carolina police officer says the murder indictment against Michael Slager is a small step on the road to justice. Anthony Scott said the family wants Slager to be convicted and sent to prison for life. Slager is accused of shooting Walter Scott, who was running away after a traffic stop. None of the other inmates at Dannemora are heard or saw anything. Two killers with power tools drilled, cut, and sliced their way out of a maximum security prison in upstate New York 4 days ago and haven't been seen since. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says other prisoners say they didn't hear or see anything. A state lawmaker points out that even if they did, reporting that to the authorities could get them killed in prison. Meanwhile, this man who lives in the tiny town of Dannemora isn't worried.
We've got the tools, the resources that we need today to find these guys, and if we can find bin Laden, we can find these guys, like, no problem.
Police in Italy say Argentine businessman Alejandro Berzacco, who was indicted by the U.S. in connection with the FIFA scandal, has turned himself in. This is AP Radio News. San Francisco officials are deciding whether to impose a first-in-the-nation warning on soda ads. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
The sugar-sweetened beverage warning ordinance would require health warnings on advertising within city limits, on billboards, walls, the sides of cabs, and buses. Supporters and opponents say San Francisco would be the first place in the country to require warnings on ads for soda, which is linked to rotting teeth and obesity. It's one of three anti-soda proposals on today's Board of Supervisors agenda. But a spokesman for the State Beverage Association says the ordinance is a scare tactic that would do little to educate consumers on health concerns. I'm Sandy Kozel.
American Pharoah's historic Triple Crown win has drawn the third best TV rating for the Belmont Stakes since that race started being measured in 1988. But ratings are down for the Tony Awards. According to the Nielsen figures, the award show audience on CBS numbered about 6 million viewers, down from 7 million. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.